Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year?
And
the
hello
mortgage
again.
Planners at
the
Welcome Siegel Lending
Ron
Team would like
Radio.
To show you
this
how you can
show.
Own your home,
no
generate tax-free income, and accumulate your family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel
Team
at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You can judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRE-NMLS 217037 and 1455. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. And live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Global Hope 365 and repeat offender. Kristen Mann is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, it's a wonderful day on Ron Siegel Radio, and we celebrate wonderful days. Now, I don't know about this one. For me, maybe, I don't know if this is such the celebration. It might not go too well in my household, all boys. National Barbie Day. Okay, well, okay. And being that it is what it is, today's also National Get Over It Day. So we don't have to worry about Barbie Day because we're going to get over it. National Napping Day. I thought that was any day that ends in a Y. Well, I guess that'll work for me. Having beaten anorexia, I don't know if these two are going to go together, but National Crab Meat Day, I like that one. We can go with National Crab Meat Day. And National Meatball Day, now, I don't know. Meatballs and crab meat. Might not be too good of a combination, especially on a day like this when the markets are doing what it's doing today. I think we should be looking at National Vodka Day. That might be more appropriate. So let's look at the market. Let's see what's going on. In any other day, if I were to say to you in the last hour or so, the market's up 500 points, you'd probably be saying, yeah, that's probably a good thing. But in the first hour, when it was down 2,000 points, that might not be such a good deal. Market's down 1,244 points as we speak. Yeah, exactly. S&P 500 down 138 points. The real cause of the problem, oil down $7.20. Do we really want to look and see what oil is doing every once in a while just so that I can, you know, if I'm having a really, really nice day, what I'll do is I'll take a look at what oil's doing, and I'll find out that right here in Calizuela, we are being stiffed as always. So let's look and see. I guess we can't have too nice a day here on the oil prices. If my computer wakes up, it's going to actually tell me. We probably haven't seen a big effect of oil right now, but Saudi Arabia and Russia, they are fighting on the oil front right now. Oil was down about $10 a barrel earlier in the day. We're down $7.29. We're at 33 now, 34.02 is the price of a barrel of oil. And they're just battling. It's a combination. Russia says, we're not going to cut our production. Saudi Arabia says they're not going to cut their production. Who is going to win? Well, probably the governor of Calizuela, right? I mean, we're looking here. Gas in Calizuela, $3.44 a gallon on average. National average, $2.38. Who's getting stiffed? Yeah, well, the oil-producing state of Hawaii, they're paying $3.54. But if you want to go and get cheap gasoline, or maybe it's more appropriately priced gasoline, for some reason it's probably a red state, $2.06 a gallon in Texas, $2.06. So my math says that's at about $1.40, $1.38 cheaper than we're paying in Calizuela. Think about that one. I mean, it's ridiculous, but it is what it is. 10-year treasury. Now, this is painful because this is the one that really affects our seniors the most. U.S. 10-year treasury down to 0.59. Now, I'm a simple guy, but I'm looking at the U.S. 10-year treasury at 0.59. We saw that the Federal Reserve dropped their rates a half a point last week, and we're basically at nothing on the Fed funds rate. But let's think about this one because, again, I am just a simple guy. Goldman Sachs comes out. And they're smart people at Goldman Sachs, right? They know a whole lot more than I do, maybe. But think about this. They said that the Federal Reserve is going to drop 50 basis points at the next meeting. That would be next week. And another 50 basis points right after that. So they're going to drop one full percentage point. If you go from one full percentage point to take 50 off and 50 off, right? That's one full point there. I don't know where they think we're going to go on this. Maybe we can follow in the footsteps of Japan. Oh, yeah, they got a negative interest rate. How has that worked out for their economy over the last 30 years? has not done very well. Italy, they've got a 1 point. Now, think about this. If you put your money in Italy, supposedly it's safer than putting your money in the United States. Does anybody really believe that? 1.39 on the in the Italian 10-year. Japan, 0.267. I guess if you put your money in Italy, you're not going to ever get it out anyway because you can't get into Italy. I wonder if money can get out of Italy because they've quarantined most of the country. Germany, think about this one. Now, they've got they supposedly have a really, really good economy, right? Negative 0.84. So if you give them your money for 10 years, they're not going to give it all back to you. Is that really good? Now, why did I say that it's our seniors that are paying the price for this? Well, who is it that's putting their money into the safest investments there is? It's our seniors, right? They don't have time on their hands. If my parents or my grandparents were with us and they saw the stock market down, as measured by the Dow Jones, down 1,200 points, they might be having martinis at 9:12 in the morning. S&P 500 down 136 points. Heck, my mom didn't even drink and she wanted a martini at this time of day, right? Now, here's the issue, and this is why I really want to draw this out for you. I've told you this many, many times. When the market goes up 100, 1,000, 500, 700, whatever the number is, when the market goes up like that, ignore it. Unless something has seriously changed, ignore it. When the market right now is down 1,260 points, what should you do? Ignore it. Right? Why do I say ignore it? Unless something has changed, the market always, always, always overreacts. Now I'm looking at the wild ride. And I know for some reason we didn't get last Friday's ride on here. The market was down about 300 points. But if you look at the Dow Jones from the February 28th through last Friday, there was not one day the market didn't fluctuate by over 225 points. There were one, two, three, I can count really well. One, two, three, four. 4 days out of 10, the market had a more than 1,000-point fluctuation, and one was at 970, so I didn't even count that one. So half the time, it was a more than 1,000-point fluctuation. Up, down, sideways, whatever. The market always overreacts. What's it overreacting to right now? Well, I told you, oil down, there's a fight between Saudi Arabia and Russia on oil. And does that really affect you? Does that really affect your wallet? Does that really affect anything at all that you're doing? Now, I'm going to ask you a simple question because I am a simple guy. If you thought that Apple stock was good a couple of weeks ago at $320 a share, what are you thinking today about Apple stock? And I'm going to try and get that one up here real quick, at $276 a share. It's $50 a share cheaper today than it was 2 weeks ago. Do you think if you had a couple of dollars sitting on the sideline, you might want to invest in Apple stock? Now, I know that they just came out with a report saying that they're going to knock their sales of iPhones are way down. You don't need a new iPhone, right? You just got one 6 months ago. I got one 6 months ago, and I don't even need a new one, but I'll get a new one anyway. But that's a different story, right? It's a good time to buy. I'm looking at Tesla stock. I am not a big fan of Tesla, but Tesla stock is down $67 a share today. $67 a share. If you thought Tesla was good at $970 a share 2 or 3 weeks ago, don't you think it's better at $636 a share? I throw that out there. Qualcomm, same thing. Amazon, their stock is down $43 right now. It's down to $18.57. Microsoft down to $156. Think about these things. Lululemon, right? Women are still going to wear clothes, right? And you think they're not going to be buying their Lululemons, right? Think about these things. I can tell you this. I know for certain that when you talk about the coronavirus, and I see they just canceled a tennis tournament in Indian Wells that's outdoors. Really? An outdoor tennis tournament? That's what you're canceling because of the coronavirus? It's just ludicrous to me. I don't understand what, I mean, you think the virus is going to, knows where the ceiling is on those tennis courts? Right? Get a few extra people to wash up a little bit and wash the chairs, wash the whatever. Maybe we'll get a little rain out there. It's supposed to rain here in Orange County. Right? Think about some of these things. They don't make sense. Use your common sense and quit listening to the lunatics on CNBC and MSNBC, Hee-Haw, and NBC. Right? They've got an agenda. Right? They want to see how bad. You listen to some of the lunatics on MSNBC, Hee-Haw, and they tell you, boy, if we get into a real good recession, it might help Joe Biden. Well, Joe Biden's probably the only candidate that remembers the Depression in 1929. He was probably here then. He doesn't know his wife from his sister or Tuesday from Thursday, but he might remember the Great Depression, right? They think that's going to help him. Now, if you have your choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and you might not like what Donald Trump has to say, but I think I trust him a whole lot more than Joe Biden. And Bernie? Well, you can already look at what Bernie wants to do. Look at Venezuela and look at Calizuela. We understand where he's going. So don't overreact to these things. Use your common sense. Think about, I asked this question on our socials last weekend. Can somebody please help me? I know I'm a simple guy. What does water and toilet paper do to solve a virus? Right, I went out for dinner with my niece on Thursday. She says, Uncle Ron, they're telling everybody about this antibacterial, but this is a virus. An antibacterial doesn't work on a virus. I said, holy cow, you're right. And she's 17 years old. She understands this. MSNBC, Hee-Haw, they don't have anybody that understands that. Think about it. Use your common sense. Don't get so excited about all these things and just ride it out. If you have some money on the sidelines, I don't know what the market's going to do, but I can tell you this. Apple is not going out of business. They've got more billions than Calizuela does. They could probably lend money to the state, right? Lululemon's not going out of business. I'm looking at my Microsoft. They're here forever. Amazon, answer this question for me. Amazon's down $50 a share. You can't get toilet paper or water at Costco. But Amazon has it. I had Walmart deliver it to me over the weekend, not for any reason other than I'm lazy, right? I didn't want to go out and buy it. I didn't want to go to the store just because I wanted to watch a ball game and help people with mortgages because today's the best day in the world to refinance your loans. But Amazon, you can have any. I haven't even got my first package of the day here on Amazon. Do you think their stocks, that they're not going to do business because of a virus or because of Russia and Saudi Arabia fighting over oil? No. Think about these things. Use common sense. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, the impact of the coronavirus on the U.S. housing market. You may be surprised. New homes coming to the housing market. We're going to talk about raising awareness and saving lives. We got serious stuff to talk about here, not coronavirus and Saudi Arabia and Russia and oil and the stock market being down 1,300 points. We're going to talk serious stuff here today. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We're clear.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. I'm like, hold your laughter, Kristen. Hold your laughter. This is so funny.
I'm not sure he says what he says. I'm abundant. And then he goes, oh, I'm so funny. On Sunday. No, it's Thursday. Oh my gosh.
You tell it to my
life. I know. I shouldn't be.
Yeah. Your people might not be so happy.
No, my people won't be so happy.
Why? Why is that?
Well, he used to be an elected official for the Democrat Party.
Oh.
Yeah. I was the vice chair of the Democratic Party in Orange County for 10 years. And
Kristen didn't warn you about me then?
No, because I wanted to show up. I'm like, oh, it's a great show.
President of the National Women Pluralism Caucus, which is nonpartisan, but it's about getting women elected. So
So I don't know if I've got time to. I don't know if I've got time to tell you this story, but it's hysterical anyway. But I might have to, it might take 2 seconds to break. So I'm very conservative, as you can tell.
Yeah.
I don't talk to anybody on my wife's side of the family because they're all ultra liberal.
Really?
Oh, I think they might even be communist and be on social.
Okay.
So we're going to.
Oh,
and my mother-in-law and I used to have a great relationship until President Trump got elected. Now she's, I don't want to talk to you. Okay, whatever, I don't care. So we're going to my sister-in-law and brother-in-law's 50th birthday. And my wife says to me, she says, Jody called. Okay. That's her sister. She asked me, please don't talk politics at all at the dinner because everybody there is liberal Democrats. I don't care. I don't have to talk to any of them. I don't even have to go. It's in Los Angeles. I hate Los Angeles. She says, yeah, you got to go. Okay. So we're there and sitting right across from my mother-in-law, somebody else brings up politics. I just sit there and listen. And this was when, I think before the second term, second term of President Obama. And my mother-in-law says, there's no way in hell I think it was against Trump. She says, there's no way in hell I'd ever vote for a woman to be president. It's my mother-in-law. She says, I've dealt with women my whole life. She's got her own dress shops.
Okay.
She says, they're way, way too emotional.
Oh, God.
And I'm just sitting there. Everyone turns, Bubs? Did you just say that, Bubs?
Oh, my God.
Hey, I didn't say a word. I didn't just sitting there. Here we go.
God.
We're back. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products. You've got the phone, make the call, 800-306-1990. Fascinating right now, and I am telling everybody, get in line. Now, one of the investors that we deal with, I was with their CEO yesterday, second largest refinance or mortgage company in America. They locked over $2 billion in loans. Most companies never even do $2 billion. They locked $2 billion in loans last week on Tuesday. Right? And we're looking right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1,364 points as we speak. S&P 500, that's down 138 points. The 10-year Treasury is down 12 basis points to 0.587 mortgage-backed securities. They're up. That means interest rates are down. All of that is great information. You can find it on the super secret website, google.com. But why is all of this happening? That's what you listen to Ron Siegel Radio for. Why are these things happening? And how do you benefit from it with you and your family? So here's the issue. The mortgage-backed securities, they've gone up, but interest rates have not gone down. Mortgage rates haven't gone down as much as one would think. Why? Called economics, right? How do you slow sales of anything unless you're a Democrat, right? So here's the issue. Democrats say raise taxes and we'll get more business. No. Lower taxes, you get more. Lower prices, you get more. But right now, the mortgage prices, they haven't been lowered as much as they're going to be. Why? Because so many people got involved in mortgages last week, the companies don't have capacity this week. Right? They started throttling their business last Friday. Even though interest rates were down, or they should have been, the mortgage rates did not go down as much because corporations are throttling their business. They've got so many loans coming in right now. They're saying, you know something, I don't want as many loans. I can't handle it. I don't have the underwriters. I don't have the appraisers. I don't have the processors. I don't have the funders. I don't have the closing department. I don't have the doc drawing people. Slow it down. How do you slow it down? Make it less attractive. How do you make it less attractive? Increase the rate. That's what's happening right now. So what do? Get in line, right? If you get your files in, get your applications in, get your documents in, get in line for the appraisal. Do not lock your loan in. Don't commit to any interest rate. That's part of what needing a loan strategist. They're not going to tell you this at Quicken Loans. They're going to just say, hey, go do it right now. Costco, they're going to say, hey, go do it right now. Interest rates are great. No, they're not. They just started going back up again in about the last 5 minutes. I got a notice from one of my investors that they were down 80 basis points, or they were up 80 basis points, now they're up 30 basis points. That means interest rates went back up a little bit. But it doesn't really matter because the investors are throttling their loans. Get in line, get with a strategist, do the right thing, be ready. And next week or the week after, when interest rates are significantly lower than they are right now, that's when you lock, because then you don't need a 30-day rate lock or a 45-day rate lock or a 60-day lock. You can be done in 15 days because you've already waited those 15 days for rates to go down. Strategy, my friend, strategy. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friend at Gold Star Mortgage. So now that I can get off my soapbox just a little bit today and we can chat about our topic at hand, I'm going to see if I can do this right this time. Rima Nashashibi.
Very good.
All right. I can't even get my studio audience to applaud on that. I mean, they should be ready to applaud for it. Whoops. Come on, guys. I got it right. Kristen Mann is with us. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
Well, Kristen's been here before. This is Rima's first time. Global Hope 365. What is Global Hope 365?
Global Hope 365 is a nonprofit that I started in 2017, and our inaugural event was January 8th, 2019. And the whole focus of it is ending harmful practices against women and girls like child marriage and human trafficking here and Chalpadi.
Child what?
Chalpadi, I'm glad you asked.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that one.
Chalpadi is being practiced in Nepal and some parts of India. When a woman or a girl has her period or a woman just had a baby, they put them in the cow shed with the animals because they think they're unclean. And men think that if women touch them, they get sick. The shaman tells them a tiger is going to come in the house. They throw them only rice, a little bit of salt, and milk. Although Supreme Court in Nepal has outlawed it, made it illegal, it's still being practiced because it's part of the culture. So it's ingrained in the culture. A friend of mine, she's a nurse, Radha Padel, she goes to the remote areas of Nepal trying to raise awareness. So because of all these harmful practices against women and girls, I've decided that enough is enough and I'm going to start a nonprofit and we're going to do something about it. Did you know that child marriage was legal in the U.S.?
I did not.
Okay. Well,
the first question is, how do we define child?
Child is anyone under the age of 18.
Okay.
So how many states do you think it's legal in the U.S.? I'm doing that asking now.
Wow, I'm gonna say, being that I didn't even know it was legal, of 17.
48 states.
48 states.
It's legal in 48 states. The only two states that made it not legal, which is no child, passed a legislation that said no child marriage under 18, no exceptions, are Delaware and New Jersey. And that was only in May and June of 2018.
Wow.
The rest of the states, it is still legal. And it's either with parental consent and or judge's approval. The email that got...
Is there a minimum number or is it anything under 18?
Good question. Anything under 18, but it's different in each state. For example, in California, there is no minimum age. In other states, there is a minimum age. The story that got me involved about child marriage, and I was like you, I thought it's illegal in the United States.
You would think it should be.
Yes, you think so.
Of course, then again, Virginia, you can kill a baby after it's born, so I guess you can go anything good in some states.
UNICEF said child marriage is human rights abuse. Our State Department issued a report in 2016. It said human rights abuse in other countries. And I'm saying, what about our country?
Sure.
What about our children? So that story that got me involved in this was a story of Sherry Johnson, 10 years old. She was repeatedly raped by a deacon in the church and a parishioner. 11, she got pregnant.
child welfare was going to conduct an investigation. So the parents and the church get together and they marry her off to the 20-year-old rapist.
Wow.
So that's at 11. 18, she found a friendly attorney who got her a divorce. How many kids do you think she had by then? Seven.
Seven kids.
Seven kids. So 11 to 18, seven kids. Did she have time to go to school? So most of the time she is socially isolated. No school, no education, no vocational training. And because of the age.
Sounds like all she was is a factory.
Yes.
Right?
Not
a baby factory.
A commodity. But what she said, which got me right in the gut, is that they took the handcuffs off of him because it's statutory rape, and they put them on me. At times, she had no food on the table. But Sherry Johnson did not continue to play the victim. She advocated, and she's from Florida, in the Florida legislature to change the law there. She was able to change it to no child marriage under 17, no exception. They didn't go overly to 18. So thanks to Sherry Johnson and her supporters and her advocates, because she didn't want another child to go through that like she did. She didn't want her kids nor other people's kids to go through that. So that's why we're advocating for a no child marriage under 18, no exception.
Fascinating. I'm going to ask, when we come back, I want to ask Rima, it seems like some of these things may have to do with the earliest years of our country when we were only living until 25 or 30, but we'll talk more about that with Rima when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets, impact of the coronavirus on the U.S. housing market, new homes coming to the housing market. We might dispense with some of these things because of the news of the day. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. Replays available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We are clear. That's amazing.
Isn't it?
I know some of these things go date back to the earliest years of our country.
We're the world's leader. I mean, the U.S. The UN said that we need to end this by 2030. Practices including child marriage 2030. We're still 48 states in it.
Well, there's some of our legislation, in my opinion, is not going to be so stupid.
Yeah.
My sister adopted a little girl who's got some special needs. So 12 years old, she takes her to the doctor. And the doctor says, do you want your mom to, she's legally adopted. Your mom has to wait in the waiting room unless you want her to come in. 12-year-old with special needs.
Oh my God.
Just saying, well, either I'm going in there or we're leaving.
Right.
Not an option.
It's so absurd.
Here in Anaheim Hills.
Oh my gosh.
Same thing with my son. I've got a special needs son. And at 16, we were suing the school district. At 18, he was in a senior high school, and they said, your mom doesn't necessarily need to be in the room with us when we do your educational evaluations. And we'd already trained him because we understood how bad it is. We said, tell them that you won't talk to them at all unless your mom's in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ever sign anything
unless
mom tells you it's okay. So they tricked him one time. And
Wow.
But, I mean, you look at it and you say, 12 years old, a little girl can be in there. I mean, I'm old-fashioned, right? I mean, and I know that I'm old-fashioned. Kids don't get to vote in my household, right? My 30-year-old has a curfew because he lives at home.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Right.
I grew up that way.
Yeah. I know. We did, too. I know. Well, I remember when I was in the first presentation that Rima gave, and she asked the question about the childhood marriage, and I thought, maybe 7 or 8 or 11. Yeah, but I'm all 48. That's such a crime.
And you think of it in Delaware is a minimal state, right? I mean,
right.
Orange County, I think, has more people than Delaware.
And then, oh, and
New Jersey, that's not a big one either, but
yeah,
you've got two relatively small states and the only ones that have any brains.
Send it to all the group. Oh, yeah.
There we go. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today. Being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The impact of the coronavirus on real estate. That is our subject today. Coronavirus. So COVID-19 caused massive global uncertainty. Does that surprise anybody at all, unless you've been sleeping somewhere? Wake me up. Holy cow. U.S. stock market correction. No one could have seen this coming. While much of the news has been about the effect on various markets, let's also acknowledge the true impact it continues to have on lives and families around the world. With all this uncertainty, how do you make powerful and confident decisions in regard to your real estate plans? The National Association of Realtors anticipates, and I quote, at the very least, the coronavirus could cause some people to put home sales on hold, unquote. While this is an understandable approach, it is important to balance that with how it may end up costing you in the long run. If you're considering buying or selling a home, it is key to educate yourself so that you can take thoughtful and intentional steps for the future. For example, when there's fear in the world, we see lower mortgage interest rates as investors flee stocks for the safety of U.S. bonds. This connection should be considered when making real estate decisions. According to the National Association of Home Builders, I quote, the Fed's action was expected, but perhaps not to this degree in timing, and the policy change was consistent with recent declines for interest rates in the bond market. These declines should push mortgage interest rates closer to a low 3% average for the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. This is exactly what we're experiencing right now as mortgage interest rates hover at the lowest levels in the history of the U.S. housing market. Bottom line, the full impact of the coronavirus is still not yet known. It is in times like these that working with an informed and educated real estate professional can make the difference, all the difference in the world. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage and the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. We are chatting this morning. We are learning this morning. Rima Nashashibi is with us. Kristen Mana is with us. We're speaking about Global Hope 365, learning about babies getting married. And being that I'm old, I consider, you know, under 18, you're a baby, right? I mean, you don't know what's going on in the world. I know that it's not politically correct for me to say that kids don't get votes, right? I mean, you're under 18. Mom and dad should be there taking care of you. I wish there was more two-parent households out there. I think the single-parent household is probably one of the biggest travesties in our society. And I don't care whether it's mom working or dad working. If I can get my wife to go work and I can sit home and eat bonbons, I'd be thrilled, right? But it just doesn't work that way. Now I can get her to work even more. But you know something, I must admit, as our kids were growing up, we made the decision that my wife would stay home with the kids. It was a conscientious decision. Not that I'm any smarter or not smart. It's just we wanted, when the kids got home from school, mom was there. When they went to school, mom was there. When it was time to do homework, mom was there. When it was time to go to PTA meetings and be involved in the school and Little League and football and all that, mom was there, right? Kids like to get in trouble. I like to get in trouble. When I was a kid, I still like to get in trouble, right? I'm still a kid, right? But that's the whole idea. Now you see, well, we just learned in the last segment that 48 states, New Jersey and Delaware, the only ones smart, will allow kids to get married. And we will, you know, a lot of our things that we do in our society. You know, we just went through daylight savings time. And those that follow the history of daylight savings know it was because of the farm workers, right? Is why we got into that. Well, we don't do those things anymore. But we have never changed the rules. Is that one of the same scenarios here with the kids getting married? Is that dating back to the 1700s, 1800s, when life expectancy was very minimal?
You know, unfortunately, it's all across the globe.
Okay.
It's not just here in the U.S. What shocked me is that it was here in the U.S.
Sure.
We're the world leader. When we say you cannot vote until you're 18, you cannot sign a contract until you're
18,
you cannot drink until you're
21.
And why is that?
You haven't developed those skills yet to make decisions for yourself.
Absolutely, but you can make a decision that you can get married, a decision that's going to affect you and your kids for the rest of your life. And so what we're saying is we made history in California on September 14 last year when we launched the California Coalition to End Child Marriage. And we're asking elected officials, organizations, and community leaders to sign off on that, basically go on that website and join us and saying we don't want this for our kids. So we just had the president and two trustees from the Orange County Board of Education join us and endorse that, basically saying no child marriage under 18, no exception. In San Diego, which is one of the top 13 counties in the nation, let's segue into human trafficking at this time.
Let me ask you one question before you go there. Just because I know it's a sensitive subject, especially with the minority leader of the United States Senate last week. So you can't get married before 18 for any reason, no exceptions. How does that transfer into some of the rules that we have dealing with abortions before 18? Is there any effect on that? Because I mean, that has a lifetime effect on women as well.
There is no effect on that. We're going tandem.
Okay.
So basically, it's not going to affect the rules that there are in place right now.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, hopefully it will affect the education level of
yes.
the young ladies.
We need
yes.
to
right?
raise awareness.
That's
right?
the word. Kind of simple. Awareness
yes.
is a better word
yes.
than the education.
So we need to raise awareness with elected officials, with the public. Everywhere I go speak on, everybody's shocked that it's still legal in the U.S.
I'm one of those people that's shocked also, but I have done some work on child trafficking. We've actually done some things with the Anaheim Police Department, the Orange County Sheriff's Department, and some nonprofits. This is just a travesty.
It is a travesty.
Right, and unfortunately, it's a event of the rich and the famous, the wealthy, the rich and wealthy, famous and wealthy, whatever. Where's Robin Leach when you need him? Right. Because, I mean, they did some studies with the police department in Costa Mesa, California, of all places. And they showed how quickly they could order a young girl
Absolutely.
To come to any place just from knowing the right phone number and the right price.
Absolutely.
And we don't think about those things.
No, and that's why we need to be very vigilant. For example, San Diego is one of the top 13 counties in the nation as far as trafficking in children.
But we don't want to tell anybody, but Anaheim is one of the top two cities in the nation. But
yes.
We don't want to. I mean, nobody wants to talk about that because they've got these convention areas that they don't want to hear.
We have Disneyland and convention areas.
Right.
So we get, in Anaheim, they get 29 million visitors a year. And we have a flourishing hospitality industry.
Sure.
And we have an affluent county, Orange County in general.
Right.
So we're a demand county. So they bring the victims in here. And right now, as you know from that famous case you're talking about, they're recruiting future victims from our middle school. And so we need to stop that. San Diego, what the district...
Now, you use the term there, recruiting.
Well,
most of the time we hear that it's basically kidnapping.
There is kidnapping, and then there is... Okay, let's go back to basics. Human trafficking is about fraud, force, and coercion, and depriving someone of their liberty, personal liberty, and or making money, simple terms, out of them.
Sure.
So what the district attorney did in San Diego is that she rolled out through a grant from the UBS Foundation human trafficking awareness program in all public schools in San Diego. Global Health 365 is about preventing victims from happening, preventing future victims either of child marriage or human trafficking. There's a lot of organizations that would like to help victims of human trafficking or to save them. We're about protecting them. This comes from my corporate background. Let's get to the root cause of the problem. What's the root cause of the problem? It's demand and supply. If we can limit the demand, which means we have to punish the demand, do you know what's the penalty if someone was caught or has bought sex with a victim of human trafficking? It's a slap on the wrist misdemeanor. So what we're saying, let's...
I think they should slap something else, but that's just me.
Let's punish demand.
Sure.
And let's equate the buyer of sex with a trafficker and make it a felony. If you know it's going to go on your record, it's going to affect your employment and a whole lot of other things, you would think twice about it. They did a sting in Anaheim. They called it, sorry, John, they called it the John sting. And one of the people that they charged was a husband who just dropped his wife to get her nails done and thought that he can spend the time. But when, that's one thing, but when we have traffickers, they have victims who are minors, and then those victims become recruiters for them. Because they say, we want to get out of this. How do they, it's all, as we mentioned, fraud, force, and coercion. Sometimes kidnapping, sometimes luring them. I hate to say it, but the internet has grown human trafficking exponentially.
Sure, makes sense.
Yes.
I should say it makes sense. I follow the logic or the path there. We're going to talk more about this. Hey, maybe we can just introduce them all to the Jeffrey Epstein effect. That's just my solution to the problem. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Notice to producers, we're not going to do our normal segment next time. We're going to do a regular. We're going to spend more time with Rima. We will just mention the fact. We'll give them two plugs. Yes, college financial aid. You can get it now with the friends of Ron Siegel Radio. We've got that program put together for you. All you need to do is give me a call, 800-306-1990. Save money on your college expenses. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. We're clear.
We should talk about, as a wrap-up, we should talk about how people can submit...
The website on how they can end child marriage. We're going to put the link there.
Oh, okay.
For them to be able to send an email to their elected officials.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's talk with you about that then.
But what we want to talk about is that they need to call their elected officials,
yeah,
state, senate, and governor, and ask to end child marriage.
So California Coalition, all that's all one,
yeah,
URL?
CA Coalition, sorry. CA Coalition to end child marriage.
CA Coalition to end.
You can go right now and join it, and you can tell them you just endorsed it. Ron Siegel of the Ron Siegel Show.
That'll be good.
Yeah, no.
We should talk about the recruiting the kids, the kids in.
So is this the right thing right here?
Yes.
Is that going to scroll across the screen right now?
Oh, wow.
That's what I was trying to write it down.
Oh, good. Yay.
So it'll come up here once the delay goes by.
Okay. You can show me. California Coalition to End Child Marriage .org.
Here we go. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by our friends at the Financial Expert Team. If college costs are stressing you out, give us a call, 800-306-1990. You'll learn about the FAFSA, the CSS profile, how to fully understand college financial system, which colleges will provide the most generous financial aid packages, all that and more. Again, give me a call, 800-306-1990. We'll even take care of filling out all those forms for you because they are a royal pain in the neck to fill them out. If you've not done them before, you're probably going to fill them out wrong anyway, so you can just start off by giving us a call. Just throw that out there for you. We're going to get back to our conversation this morning. Not a pleasant one. We are, but learning, you know, one of my favorite things about doing a daily radio broadcast, some of the subjects we talk about are not always pleasant, but they're educational. And as I share with you every day, if we can help one person, then our broadcast has been successful for the day, right? So there's a subject that we've been involved with on Ron Siegel Radio for quite some time now. And when we talk about child trafficking, it's enough to make you ill if you are a normal person, other than the fact that some of the victims didn't get their day in court. I had no problem with the results of the Jeffrey Epstein trial. Wait, there was no trial. Sometimes there are solutions that happen for the best, but the issue, we're talking about child trafficking this morning, and the idea, I mean, the how they get the kids, they're brainwashed. Their youth is stolen from them, right? I mean, that's the whole thing, and then they convince them to become recruiters. We learned that in the last segment. We started talking about the internet. And yeah, I know there's about 60,000 of you that follow us on the socials. But here's the issue is we got to watch what we're doing, right? And we're going to learn a little bit more. So Rima, before the break, you were talking about the victims becoming recruiters. How is that actually happening?
Basically, the traffickers convince them. The trafficker uses many techniques. One, they convince them that they love them. So what is the victim? What is it? It could be it's kids who are vulnerable. They're either foster kids, runaway kids, throwaway kids, or kids with low self-esteem. Some of these traffickers wait outside the schools and they watch if there's a girl working alone. And then they go target them. So it's either they kidnap them, and then what happens is that they're raped, and then they're put into sex trafficking. Or they manipulate them, and they tell them they think they love them.
Explain, because I didn't understand this when I heard this at first. What is sex trafficking?
Sex trafficking is when you use fraud, force, and coercion and make money out of exploiting
a human being. The human being becomes a commodity. You're exploiting them, you're selling them for sex. The best thing
they're selling little girls for sex is
and boys, yes. And not just minors. The traffickers do not discriminate because they make a lot of money out of it. It's a $150 billion crime industry.
Wow.
And it is the fastest growing. A trafficker can make, and please don't get any ideas out there, a trafficker can make people say up to 800,000 cash a year by working two girls.
Wow.
I mean, with drugs, you sell the drug, it's ingested, it's gone. But with human beings, you keep using them and using them and using them. So
wow.
One of the interviews that I watched that where we get sick to our stomach is that what the trafficker does is that the minors or the victims, they have maybe 12, 14, up to 20 men going through. They don't see any of that amount of money. And now they're going into our middle school. We have juvenile recruiters that recruit other minors into human trafficking. Because if they want to get out of that business, some of the traffickers, they say, well, bring me two more, and then I will let you go. But
and they probably don't let them go after that.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So what can we do to help? We only have about 2 minutes left. What can our family here do to help?
Here's the thing. We want your kids to be safe. So go on the internet. Go to Orange County Human Trafficking Task Force and look at the red flags that you need to be aware of as a parent, as a teacher. Do they have two cell phones? Do they look withdrawn? Do they have expensive items that they're wearing that they never, are there any bruises? Is there a controlling factor? So go on that. Go on the San Diego District Attorney's website. There's information about the internet. We have 45 million kids between the age of 10 and 17 on the internet. One out of every five has been sexually solicited.
One out of five.
One out of four has been exposed to inappropriate, basically inappropriate or unwanted pornography.
Wow.
So two things. One is go on these websites, be educated, be prepared, monitor what your kids are doing on the internet. And most parents, like 60 to 70% of the parents, do not watch what their kids are doing when they're 14 or over. But internet crimes tells you that's when the internet missing children, those cases happen, is after the age of 14. So you need to monitor what your kids are doing. But also, as far as child marriage and human trafficking goes, call your assembly member, call your senator, call your governor and say, we would like a legislation, one, that ends child marriage under 18, no exception. Two, we want to equate, we need to punish demand in order to reduce the demand for human trafficking. We want to punish the demand. We want to equate the penalty of the buyer of sex same as the trafficker. We want to make the penalty of the buyer as a felony.
Get rid of the demand and you get rid of the suppliers real, real quick. Great information. California Coalition to End Childmarriage.org is the name. California, CA Coalition to End Childmarriage.org. That's the website. Go on there and get some more information. If you have questions, give me a call, 800-306-1990. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Teal Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Teal Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. We are clear.
We forgot to say we're trying to introduce that program into all school parents.
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't time, so maybe we'll be on the show again. But would you join us on that and endorse that California Coalition?
Absolutely.
Thank you.